short zman. A little bit of a tough zman, especially those that are coming from high school, not used to the long days, the long starim, learning in the hall this afternoon. But Meretz Hashem, it'll get easier, and take a little bit of time. But Meretz Hashem, obviously, if you came here, it means you want to study, you want to learn. So Hashem, you have Sad Dishmaya. El Maisav, you know, El could be a little bit of a scary time. But Maisav, that's Chazal. We see that El is also a man of tremendous kirva. Makosh Baruch Hu, Nila Daidu Daidu Li. We say in Davar Shemayr Yishi, and talking about Muhammad Zasim Mateach, Ovim Ezavuni, Hashem Yasmeni. It's a Malka Zman of Kirvat Kosh Baruch Hu. And Ben Siam tremendous Yat Nishmaya. You can feel it, Pasha Yat Nishmaya in Aliyah, in Ruchnius, in all in Yonim, in Pair, in Yira. Midas, you have that's him, Kosh Baruch Hu's here. Kosh Baruch Hu's here holding your hand and helping you. It's not like, you know, I once heard of Tupac one said, you know, Adam Rish lived not 900 years. So I said, imagine 900 L's, you know, like, 900 years, 900 L's you had to go through, you know. I said, Adrab, 900 L's. Unbelievable, you had the schus of 900 L's. Anyway, Eretz Hashem will steig in all areas, and you know, if it's hard, you know, we're here to help you. Let's try to make the transition to make it easier. Eretz Hashem, everyone will come out very stark. Okay, start the sugi a little bit today of Odom Ulaylam and Baker, which will take a few days. The sugya of Adam that the Gemara says is chayiv. Mishnah the same Shaykh Bainis, Mishnah the same Bainis, the Gemara says Bainis. What is the gather of Adam Ulaylam that's even chayiv Bainis? What type of Bainis? That will be the main subject of discussion in the next couple of days. Says the Mishnah, Adam Ulaylam, Ben Shaykh, Ben Mezid, Ben Eir, Ben Yashan. So it's not Lashon Mu'ud, Adam Ulaylam. So we have the word mu'ud, right, by tam. Everyone knows tam and mu'ud. The behema, that's negeh, the first few times of tam, he pays only chatzi nezek. Shor mu'ud, then he pays nezek sholem. So chor lashon mu'ud seems to be some type of lashon that once the animal gored three times, and now it's all of it's a mu'ud to gore. I mean, it's the situation that it will gore. I mean, it's some type of shiel like it, that. It will gore, right? It's a strange that it will gore. So Chor Adam Ulaylam would sound also that Adam is a mu'ud, that meaning that he's in a situation where he will do damage. That's why he's chayav to do damage, because he has to watch himself more than he does do damage. Like, you have to watch a Shor Mu'ud more. So that could be what it means with Mishnah. It's not clear. Or just saying chayav nezek shalem. Adam Ulaylam just means chayav nezek shalem. Because it might be an afkamina, because Hare will see, as I Ramas to is Machlev Yerushalayim, if Adam is Chayim, my Am is Gomer. Adam Ulo Ailam, what about Ayin is Gomer? Is it Chayim, Ayin is Gomer? So that's Machlev Yerushalayim. Tais, as you start seeing, says that Adam, Ayin is Gomer, is not Chayim. The Ramban, which you probably didn't get to, which we'll get to, with Hashem, slowly, says Adam is Chayim, even my Ayin is Gomer. The Gemara talks about the Chazayim, that if a guy goes up on a roof and he falls off of a ruach sheina mitsuya, a not common wind blows him off. So Raman says even the Saras Elio, the wind that took up Elio to Shemayim, even a wind like that, a person's chayiv on, right? So when it says Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, right, and we say even Aynis, so if we say that a person's not chayiv in Aynis Gomor, okay, so then the Lashon Adam Mu'ud La'ilam perhaps is better. Adam Mu'ud La'ilam fits better, because the pshat is that there's some type of pshia, there's some type of being a mu'ud that you chayiv for. Now, if you hold your ayin is gomer, to call an ayin is gomer a mu'ud, that's a little bit funny. So, I mean, the Lashon HaMishnah of Adam Ulaylam, L'chayr fits better L'fid Rishayim that say that Adam is Pater and is Gomer. He's only Chayim when there's some level of Pshir, something that he could have done to stop the Nezek. So then he could say, okay, so he's Mu'ud. The person has to, as Chayim, anything he does, because he has to be more careful. And in that sense, he's a Mu'ud. L'fid Ramban, I'm not really sure what the word, and if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam isn't really mashm like that, because in the Rambam, Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik, Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik. See, the Rambam is what talk about the Rambam by itself. When the Rambam, and also the Pirush Shnayis also, the new things on the Rambam, when the Rambam parrot Aleph, Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik, Halach Yid Aleph, the Rambam is in our mission, Adam Ud La'ilam, Ben Sheg, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yashan, etc. Rambam is a Medvar Amurim, Sheyashan Chayv L'Shalem, B'Shnayim Sheyashanu Kechad, Rambam is in Yishalmi, Shreim Bordan Yishalmi, that says, just that we say the Mishnah, that person that's sleeping and does damage while he's sleeping is Chayiv. It's Nafka, if he went to sleep and the Kli was already there, the Rishalmi says, but he went to sleep, there's nothing there. And someone came, we'll see who that someone is also, is Nafka the Bala Kli or someone else also, but someone came and put the Kli next to him, and then he broke the Kli in the middle when he was sleeping. So we say that he's Potter, right? So what the Svar of that is, we'll see, lot. But the Rambam brings down, it's Nafka, he says, Bishnaim Shayoshu Kechod, Nishap Echmem Hizikas Chaveri. Avmoy Echod Yoshon, Ubacha Bishachavet Bitsidoi. One guy was sleeping. Other guy came and slept next to him. Zeshabachron, who Hamuid? Vim Hizikah Yoshon Potter. Ram says, the guy that comes next to me, I'm sleeping. Guy comes next to me, and I damage him in the middle of the night. Yeah? So, says Ramam, who Hamuid? Ram just said, Adam Muid Loyla. Yeah, even if he's sleeping, he's a mu'ud. But if the other guy came afterwards, who ha-mu'ud? He's the mu'ud. So it's Mashma the Rambam that he's picking up on the word of the mu'ud la'ilam to mean that there's some type of responsibility. You're a mu'ud to do that, just like a shar mu'ud is a mu'ud to do damage. So to a person is a mu'ud to do damage. But if you were sleeping, the other guy came next to you, he's the mu'ud. He's the mu'ud. Right? So that sounds like the Rambam was teaching that word mu'ud, like we said before. The pshat is that there's some type of responsibility. A person has to worry that he might always do damage, and that's why he's chayim. If he's that, we have to be down. What's the dimmer on his gomer? Again, the Rambam has got a big discussion of what's the dimmer on his gomer. Again, we'll take things slowly, one at a time. Anyway, that's my first arrow here. What's the word mu'ud? What is the word mu'ud? Okay, Mish goes on to say, Bein b'shayig, Bein shayig, Bein meizid, Bein er, Bein yashin. Now, it's interesting to note, yeah, at least wait, argues in the Mishnah, doesn't say anything about aynis. Doesn't say anything about aynis. Right? What does Mish say? Shayig, meizid, on purpose, not on purpose, sleeping and awake. Doesn't say anything about Inus. Right? The Gemara, as you saw, the Gemara says, Petzah. So there are some Rishonim that were Gers in the Mishnah, Bein Inus, Bein Ratzon. There are Rishonim like that. I see Bamas like that. But the Gemara does say, the Gemara brings down a Braisa. You have tons of Tan Vechiskia. Petzah is Potzel. Chai Val Shay Kemezid. Val Inus Keratzon. Shaykh amazing, Ainus Karatsan. The Bryce does say Ainus. The Mishnah doesn't say Ainus. Stam is a little shver. Mishnah tells me Shaykh amazing. Why does it tell me Ainus? Why does it tell me Ainus? Right? Kasha. Why is Mishnah. If Chayk im Ainus. Right? Shaykh is less than Ainus. Right? It's less than the Chiddush in Ainus. Shaykh means I did it by mistake. Yeah? I'm not an Ainus. I'm a Shaykh. Shaygi chayiv chatas on Shabbos, yeah. So shaygi is less than 90s. The horror. Why does the Mishnah say chayiv chatas? Right. So according to Rishayim that say that ayin is gomer, you talk a potter. Right? If he types and it says, Einis Gomor, your potter, we understand why the Mishnah doesn't say Einis. Because the Mishnah would say Einis, I might think even Einis Gomor. So the Mishnah leaves Einis open for you, and eventually you figure it out what's it then by Einis. Yeah? But if Mishnah would say, Chayiv Ian for Einis, then you might say, oh, 1 second, you see, even Einis Gomor is Chayiv. That's not true, Einis Gomor is potter. So we can establish why the Mishnah doesn't say Einis. According to Ramban, that person's chayiv, even an Einis Gomer person is chayiv. So then the question is, Bechor is glaringly missing in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah mention anything about Einis? So the truth of the matter is, it could be like this. But the Mukyasev over here, take a look at the Mukyasev. Don't see the Mukyasev? So the guys in the Mishnah, on the part of the Mishnah says Yashin, says Mugiyasev, Mishum Shagi Yisra. There's a Chiddush, now the Mishnah says Bein Mezid, Bein Einis, Bein Mezid, Bein Shagi, right? So the din of Mezid in the Mishnah, if you went to sleep on purpose next to something, and you know that you trash around during the night, so you did it amazing, then it's not a chiddush of Einis, the fire. Mukyayisev seems to be saying. The chiddush of Einis, says the Mukyayisev, Mishum Shaygig Itzrach. For the case of Shaygig, then it's a chiddush, even Yashan. But if you did it on purpose, the Mukyayisev is Mashma, then there's no chiddush of Yashan. Right? Mugayis again. What does Mugayis say? Mishum Shaygig Itzrach. Why is the Mishnah telling me Yashan? It's a Chiddush and Shaygig. But if I study with the Mugayis, it's not Mugayis, but for me, it's not a Chiddush. Which is interesting because one could have said that maybe if he's sleeping, right? Maybe like a Shaita. Someone that's sleeping. Yeah? Is he Chayiv Mitzvahs? Someone that's sleeping, is he Chayiv Mitzvahs? Maybe he's saying Yamachut to wake him up for Davin, because he's Pate, he's a Shaita. Yeah, so the famous Psalm from Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman said, was in the Yeshiva's called Tair, there wasn't enough room in the Sukkah for everybody. So when the guys were sleeping, Shem Zalman Paskin, you take them out, they're heavy sleepers, schlep out the bed, they're sleeping. If they're sleeping, he says, like a Shaita, they're Pate from the Sukkah once they're sleeping. You now go to sleep outside the Sukkah. Once you're sleeping, you're shaykh, this is a Shemzal. You're not a bardas, you're not chayiv in sukkah. So Shemzal pask, you take them out of the sukkah. L'chayr from this Mugayis is mashma, not like that. This Mugayis have a right, not like that. Because if you tell me that with someone that's sleeping, he's like a shaita, yeah, and he's potter mitzvahs, so then l'chayr, it's a big chiddush in the Mishnah. Yeah? That even Yashin's chayiv. Mugayis says it's a chiddush in shaygig. It's not a chiddush in meizer. Kol shem zalm is a chiddush even in meizer. The chiddush that yichayim. Elmai was pasha that someone that's sleeping is still bar chiyuva. Yeah, someone sleeping is bar chiyuva. So the chiddush though, it's a chiddush in shaygig. Shaygig yichayim. Adam is chayim even deep damage of shaygig. I might think says Mugayis, that's not in my shaygig. I do. I think it's mutter the damage, or I do it. Not, thinking it was, you know, it was my object, whatever. I didn't realize that I was damaging. But I didn't realize that I'm damaging. That's shaygig. It was shaygig. I thought it was mutter. Yeah. But Yashan, I might think Yashan would be part. Why? What's the chiddush of Yashan? Says Mukyasev. D'loy teima. Don't say d'loy mechayev shaygig el kashu er. Shaygig is only chayev when you're awake. Aval Yashan onosu. I might think that Yashin is considered an Einis. Kamash Malah, no, that fill Yashin not Michai. So the Chiddush of Yashin says in Mugayis is what? The Chiddush of Yashin is that even though Shaygig is Chayyib, I might think that Yashin is Potter because he's an Einis. I might think that Yashin is an Einis. Kamash Malah, that no. Kamash Malah, that what? No, he's not an Einis. He's not an Einis. If you went to sleep, it was a clear there. You're not an Einis. You're not an Einis. Yeah? That's the kamashmala. They chayiv for yashan because I might think you're an ayinus. Kamashmala, no. What's the kamashmala? Kamashmala. What's kamashmala? I might think that you're potter. Why? Because you're an ayinus. What's the kamashmala? We say one or two things. Either kamashmala is that you're not an ayinus, or the kamashmala is that even though you are an ayinus, still you're chayiv. So batzem. If there's a chiddush, there's a havamina, if it wouldn't say Yashan, I would think Yashan is potter. Why? Says the Mugi Yosef, because it's an ayinus. That's the havamina. Now that it says, what's the kamashmalan? So you could go one or two ways. Either you can say the kamashmalan is that no, a Yashan is not an ayinus gomer. Yashan is not an ayinus. Or the kamashmalan is that even though you are an ayinus, still you're chayim. Right? So in the Megayisim, it's clear that the Kamashmalan is that you're not an Ayinus. Because the Megayisim later on, in the Hemshch says, in two paragraphs later, that's an Ayinus Gomer. But he says, if you're an Ayinus Gomer, you're Potter. Av Ayinus Gomer, in case you're Shalmi, you're Potter, says the Megayisim. Okay? So Chayr in the Megayisim, it's mashma, that the kamash malon of Yashan is not that even though you're an ayinus, even though you're an ayinus, still you're chayiv. No, the kamash malon is that, you're not an ayinus by Yashan. You should have been more careful. Yashan is not an ayinus. There's something next to you. You don't go to sleep next to Kli. You have to be careful. You should have thought that maybe you're not ayinus. That's l'chayr in the mukiyais. So the chiddush of Yashin is that you might have thought you're an ayinus. Kamash malon, you're not an ayinus. That's why you're chayr. Oh, it could be that l'fi the Ramban that says ayinus gomer, even ayinus gomer is chayiv, says the Ramban. So according to him, what's the chiddush of Yashin? Let's call them a Yosef. I might have thought that you're potter because you're an ayinus. What's the kamash malon? Fidur and ban. That even though you are an ayinus, still you're chayiv. So in the Yosef, the kamash malon is you might have thought that you should be potter because of an ayinus. Kamash malon, no, that you're not an ayinus. Maybe if your mamish an ayinus gomer, you're not a potter. According to Ramban, maybe the Mishnah by telling me Yashan. The Mishnah is Gufa telling me that Yechayiv in Bainus. The Ramban says that the Yashan is an Ainus. Yashan is an Ainus. So why Yechayiv? Because even an Ainus is Chayiv. The Ramban says even an Ainus Gomer is Chayiv. And it makes a Raya for the Shalmi. Yashan is Chayiv. And Mishnah says, Yashan is Chayiv. Why? Even though you're an ayinus, still you're chayiv. That could be how the Ramban will learn. The Mugeris raises the point. What's the chiddush of Yashan? Says the Mugeris, I would have thought that you're an ayinus. And that's why you should be potter. Kamashmon and the Mashmais and the Mugeris and the Kamashmon is that you're not an ayinus. At least you're not an ayinus gomer. The Ramban will say, no, Yashan is an ayinus. Yashan is an ayinus. And still, you're chayiv. Yes.
According to the Rabban, why didn't the Mishnah say anything about
ayinus? I'm suggesting maybe the Mishnah did say something about ayinus. Where did the Mishnah say it? By Yasha. When the Mishnah tells me chayiv is sleeping, that's where the Mishnah told me that ayinus is chayiv.
The pshia that you put yourself down next to the plea doesn't register. Just, so once you're sleeping, you put yourself in that position. It doesn't.
But the Etzem Hezek, is done by this. I'm not saying there is a Pashiyah. Mashmah is a Pashiyah, but the Ramban, the Etzem Hezek is an Ayinus. And I mean, okay, Abraham is raising a point. It's not for no, it might have to do with one of the Adam Shmir Skufi Olam. But the man, how the man deal with that gemara? I don't know. We'll get back to that. Okay. Now, the Megesif goes on, it's still on the Mishnah, and in that same paragraph that we started with. So when he says, in the Mishnah it says, Yashon is Chayiv, you damn your sleep, you're Chayiv. He means down Yushalmi, all Yushalmi down Yushalmi. The question is how to learn Yushalmi. Yushalmi is Machalit between whether when you went to sleep, the Kli or the person was next, was there first, then you went to sleep, then the Mishnah is Yechayiv. But if when you went to sleep, there was nothing there, someone went ahead and put something down next to you, or someone went to sleep next to you, in the middle of the night, you damaged, Yushalmi says you're potter. Okay? So here, it's not so clear why you potter. What's the Torah? Why you potter if someone, if I went to sleep? Mishnah says you went to sleep, even damaging your sleep. Why am I potter? Just because someone else put it there afterwards. Why is that a Torah? So, in the Megesif, Menei Bey, one paragraph to the next, he says to himself. Remember, there's two svaras that are showing him why you should be potter. We just mentioned the Rambam before. Rambam says, why are you potter? Because the second guy is the mu'ud. Oh, the mu'ud lo'aylam. Even by Yashan. Yeah? But, when I went to sleep, there's nothing here. Someone else came and put something down next to me. Someone, maybe the Bailam, we'll see about that. Yeah? It was placed after I went to sleep. Says the Rambam, the guy that put it there, he's the mu'ud. Not the guy, he's the mu'ud. So in other words, that's what Mugayis Bukhari is saying over here. Says, so how's Mugayis explain the Shalom over here? Mew, I'm reading Mishalmi. Hani mili, the Yashon Chayiv, Hani the Yashon Loi Eitzel Kalev. Oy beiz min yadam, shoyishnei mishenim. Beziku zeze, avon zere ha-yashon. One guy was sleeping. Why? The Misha Nicham Etzloi, who happer Shea. Why my potter? Because the guy that puts the clean next to me, he's the Peshea. Right? And this is very important for the Ramban. Right? And the Ramban is going to talk about that. Because according to the Ramban, right, because Taisvis, I don't know if you saw that part of Taisvis yet, Taisvis, on Chav Zayin and Beis, brings a Raya from this Rishalmi to his Shita. Taisvis Shita is Oynes Gomer, his potter. What's his Raya? From Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, I'm sleeping. Someone puts down something next to me, I'm potter. Says Taisvis, why am I potter? Because Oynes Gomer. When I was even nothing here, so what do I do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I went to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. Someone puts something down next to me. Says Taisvis, when he learns Yerushalmi, I'm an Ayin is Gomer. That's one of the Makayas of Taisvis, that Ayin is Gomer is potter. There's no denial of Ayin by Ayin is Gomer. Right? So if you hold that Ayin is Gomer is Chayiv, Fidir and Ban, that Ayin is Gomer is Chayiv, so what do you do with Yerushalmi? What do you do with Yerushalmi? So Chayr says that Ayin is Gomer is potter. That's why when the guy puts something down afterwards, he's potter. So what's Ramban do to Yerushalmi? So Ramban answers, like this is Ramban, because it's Pshias and Isaac. Because if I go to sleep, and you put your Kli down next to me, or you sleep, you go to sleep next to me, so you're Pshaya. What are you telling me that, oh, I Shbichai, Inan is Gomer? Very nice. That's if I damaged you by this. But if you brought the damage upon yourself, you draw the damage to yourself. You put down a clean next to the guy that's sleeping. You're the idiot. You're the one that caused the damage. If you caused it, that you brought the damage to yourself, then you can't be mechayev a guy. You can't be mechayev the mazik for that. The nizik is the one that brought the damage. The nizik is the one that brought the damage to himself. I didn't damage you. You damaged yourself. You brought the hazard to yourself by putting the clean down next to me. That's what the man says. So man, there's no right from there that ein is gomer. That ein is gomer is potter, and that's why I'm potter when I went to sleep first. No, the reason why when I went to sleep first, you went ahead and you put your clean next to me is because you're the damager. You brought the damage to yourself. Hez mazik is I go and damage you. That's called mazik. even though I'm an Einis, I'm still Chayiv.
He's the Einis, he's Chayiv. So it still works with
but, the Ramban. The Ramban answers that when I went to sleep and you put down a Kleenex to me, the reason why I'm Potter is not because I'm an Einis Gomer. It's because we don't look at it like I damaged you. We look at it that you damaged yourself. You brought the damage upon yourself. And the Lashon of Ramban is Pshias and Nizik. The Nizik was Pesheya, and therefore, even though Be'etzem Mitzad the Mazik, he Bichayif Oynis Gom. The fact that he's total Oynis. But there's a Ptur. There's a Ptur of the Hezik because the Nizik brought the Hezik upon himself, and we don't look at it that the Mazik damage. We look at it that the Nizik damaged himself. That's the Ptur for the Ramban. And that L'chayra is what the Mugayasim is saying over here in the Mishnah. The way he explains Yerushalmi. Avam Zeh Yashin, Uba Chaveira of Yashin Etzloi, Oisha Nech Kalim Etzloi, Vishavra Potter. Why? The Misha Nech Etzloi, Hu HaPesheya. The other guy is the Pesheya, not me. So Mela, that's why I'm Potter. Now it's interesting, because if you fast forward a little bit in the Mugayasim, and go to the bottom paragraph over here, where he talks about Einis, well, Adam is Chayiv Einis Gomer, and he says like Taisvis. So there, he brings the Raya from Yerushalmi. Mugayasim said, let's read it. Me be Einis Damarin, the Chayiv Benezet, Hainu She'ena Einis Gomer Mamish, Kegoin, Hoisle Evan Becheikoi. So he's going to Gemara on Chavovim Beis, which we didn't see yet. B'chal, the guy has a stone on his lap, and he gets up and he damages with the stone. Okay, so there he's chayiv. Af bishlei kirmai. I mean, someone else put the stone there. The guy, you know, was sitting there, maybe dozed off, whatever it was, and someone put a stone on his lap. And he woke up and got up and damaged the stone. So the guy says, even told my case where he never knew that it was there. Whatever. Okay? So there he said he should have thought maybe there was a stone there. Okay? So there's some element of Pshia. Avalain is Gamor Gagain. Hadi Yushalmi. Shabachaveira. Yashanetzlai. Says Mugayasiv. Ain is Gamor. What's the case of Ain is Gamor? Said, what's the Spitz case of Ain is Gamor? Says Mugayasiv. Shabachaveira. Yashanetzlai. Potter, I mean on the Rachmana Patri of Zivul Nali Sasi Dava. Okay, so here it's a little funny. Mugayasiv marshals Yerushalmi, like Taisus does, at the Bingaraya, the other Mul Ailam does not apply behind his Gomer. And that's why, in the case of Yerushalmi, a Potter, because he's an Ainus Gomer. I went to sleep, totally innocent, didn't do anything wrong. You can't put that next to me, I'm an Ainus. Right? Oh, but L'chayr is a little funny because a minute ago Mugayasiv told me the reason why I'm Potter in case of Yerushalmi is because the other guy was Peshay. So Menei Bey, L'chayr is Tira from one line to the next. A very difficult problem. In the mission, Mugayasiv says the reason why in case of Yerushalmi Potter is because that guy was Peshay. In the Gemara, he has a discussion of Taisus. What's the name of Ainus Gomer? He says Ainus Gomer is Potter. Why? And the Rai is from the Yerushalmi. If the reason the Yerushalmi is because he's Peshaya, that's not Ainus Gomer. It's because he was Peshaya. She isn't, is it?
So then Gomer Ainus Gomer doesn't make sense because it's not
Ainus Gomer. No, it's not a Rai from there. That doesn't make sense. It could still be. The Etzem Halacha, yeah, it could be that we don't consider that Ainus Gomer. It's not Mukhach. Shalmi says the guy puts it there next to you, he's happy. Yeah, that's Shalmi. Okay? There's two ways to read the Shalmi. Either because she has an Isaac or because Ain is gone. You could hold, theoretically, that a person is Potter, even though it's Gomer, and still a new Shalmi has she has an Isaac. Maybe he holds it's not an Ain is gone. But the Mugayasiv Menei Beit, the Mugayasiv. And the Mishnah says the reason why he bought it because of Chiz and Nizik, and later, almost 30 days deeper, when he discusses Ayin is Gomer, means the Raya of the Yerushalmi, that Ayin is Gomer is Potter. What's the Raya? Because the Yerushalmi says if you put the stuff there afterwards, you're Potter, because Ayin is Gomer. That can be mine. Is it because of Pshisit? Is it? Then you don't have a Raya of the Ayin is Gomer. So that's a difficulty in Mekesiv, which I have no clue how to answer it. Although there are those I think that say that Mekesiv is sort of like a Shita Rebbe says, it doesn't always bring down necessarily one Shita. But it's a little funny to hear, like, you know, like, almost type the Dibur to switch like that. I really don't know Pshat and Mekesiv. The truth of the matter is, we're going to have the same problem. We get the Taisvis. There's also a little steer in Taisvis about that. Taisvis of Chavzayin, Taisvis on the Abdallah. So this is a sticky point over here in Mekesiv specifically. Hakapanim, Mekesiv does say that Ayin is Gomer is Potter. And he brings the raya from the Sham. Now, let's go right. Says the Mishnah right. Sima is Ein Chavei, right? Veshibra Sakela. Vesham Nezik Shal. So Mishnah gives us two examples of the ratio. Adamulayla Ben Shagim, Mezim, Eber Yashin. And it talks about you blinded somebody, which is Chavolah. And, or you broke some kelim. Mishalim nezik shalim. So, the chayr, what the Mishnah telling me is, the din of adam ulayim, right, applies equally to chayvel. There's a parish of chayvel, adam mazik adam. And there's adam mazik shar, meaning person that damaged, that was chayvel someone, a person that damaged property. You damage people and you damage property. It's two separate parishes in the Torah. There's a parasha of Chayvel, the whole parak of Chayvel, the eighth parak in Maseches Baba Kama. Yeah, that you chayv chamisha devar, nezek tzar, riba sheret and vayishes. And there's a parasha when a person damages money. Yeah? So Mishnah's telling me, Luchayra, that by both, the reason I make a point to this, because the Rambam, it might be taka two different halachas. Okay? But in the Mishnah is telling me both gives examples, both by case of Chayvel and by Sima Einav, and also the case of Shiva Zakelim, and both of them, the dinner of Adam Mul Ayilim applies. Simple chat what the Mishnah is telling me. Right? Because, again, in the Rambam we'll see that the Pasha is even two different Psukkah. Yeah, we have a Gemara that everyone saw, Petzitachas Patsa. Yeah, the Rambam by Adam. By Adam, the Azik Mammon. There, the Rambam had a whole new pasuk. Pervav Milchus Chayvel Mazik. Yeah, Aloch Aleph. Mazik Mammon Chaver Chayvel L'Shalom Nezik Shalom. I damage your property. I pay Nezik Shalom. Bein Shu Shaygi. Bein Shu Anis. Harayu Kemezim. Okay, Rambam is the din of Adam Ul Oilam when it comes to damaging property. Rambam says, Bein Shaygeg, Bein Oynes, Harehu, interesting addition that Rambam adds, Harehu Kemezid, Rambam says. Okay? Harehu Kemezid. Adam Ul Oilam, Harehu Kemezid. We'll get back to that idea. Keitza, Nafon Nagad, Meshavas HaKelem, Tzirchayim, Shenema umake behema yishalmena, v'lechol gakasa bein shegel meizim. It says, make behema yishalmena. I damage someone's behema, I have to pay. Person, Adam, damage the behema, he has to pay. Make behema yishalmena. And the Torah is not machal between shegel meizim. And there's a Gemara like that in Sanhedrin. But Rami didn't pass it. Our Gemara is not passed that spot. Right? And in when Rambam talks about Adam, the Azik Mammon, it brings out a different pasuk. So it could be in the Rambam, we'll see, Mishnah Mehemshach, there might be a difference between the Halachas, might be in the Nachmin L'maisa, between the Adam is Chayvel, the parasha of Chayvel, that Adam is even Chayv, B'Shoigik U'Mezid, and the parasha of Adam, the Azik Mammon. Although the Mishnah lumps them together. Sima as Ein Chaveirai, the Shiber, as a Kalim, the Mishnah puts them together. Okay. Says Rashi, Mezei Chaver, Afil B'Shagi. Meaning, it's going back on the beginning of the Mishnah. It's not saying a new case by itself. It's an explanation of Adam Ulaylam, Ben Shagi, Mezei, etc.
Why does it need to say that then?
Why do you say what?
Shogeg. I'm saying if it's all the same case, then the Mishnah.
Why is Moshe saying Shogeg?
Why is
Rashi
saying Shogeg? Yeah.
No, Rashi explained to you that you might have thought maybe the Sima saying Chaveiro and Shiba's Kalim is a separate halacha. It's not necessarily explaining the ratio. Rashi telling you, no, these are examples of the ratio. I don't know why you would have thought it's a separate halacha, but Rashi telling you this is a flow. It's not just like separate. It's an example of Adam Ulayla. Two examples. By Sima Sein Chaveiroi, the Shiber as a Kalim. Says the Gemara. Ketani Sima Sein Chaveiroi, Duma the Shiber as a Kalim. Hadrav, the Gemara makes a hekesh between the fact that these two are together. And Mahasim Nezik in Arbet Varam Loi. Av Sima Sein Chaveiroi, Nezik in Arbet Varam Loi. So Gemara's been diagnosing the fact that the juxtaposition of these two halachas of Sima and Hizik, it's coming to tell me halacha that even by Sima you only have for Nezik and not for Tzar, Rikusheves, and Baishas. Says Rashi, why not, Taka? Says Rashi, Ma Kelim Abed Barim Loi, Loi Shai Chibu. Right? There's no Tzar, Rikusheves, and Baishas on a Kli. Yeah? Again, I said b'shoigig. Nezik in abar dvarim loy. Loy mechayiv abar dvarim el oibim oimeze karv meze. Why dal varim difference? Says Rashi, because the pasuk it talks about ripui and shevis. You have to heal the guy and to pay for his. In fact, he was laid up and he couldn't work. That pasuk says. Meaning that they were fighting. It started off with a fight. That means it was b'mezid, or Rashi says karl b'mezid, as Gemara is going to say later. But if it was b'shege, then you put there on Reaper and Chavis. Rashi doesn't tell me where do we know they put there on Tsar. How do you know the potter and tsar b'shoigi? How do you know the potter and b'shoigi b'shoigi? So Rashi over here leaves it open. But the Mugyasif helps us out for that as well. How do we know that you're not chayiv an old al-barim b'shoigi? Mugyasif says, he brings a Rashi. The read the Shevis Reboy Kiriv and Oshim Sid. Tsar Name Yalfina Mikra. The pet's not his potza. Vain Reboy Lachayev Eshayg. Mkain Ain Chayev El Mazid. Dum the Chinot Sanashim and Tosif Gabe. So this part of Mgayesev is a little bit difficult. The guys wants to know. So fine, tell me that by Shevis and Reboy, it says Kiriv. Dafka, when there was a fight, I mean, it was amazing. B'shoigi yifatu. Now, what about Tsar? It says in the Megillah, where do we know Tsar from? Petzach Spatzer. Shloim Mokim Nezek. And there's no pasuk to be mar b'shoigi. Imkein, ain't a chayif amazing. Dum nechinot. Oh, so the Megillah says, Chayra, we have a pasuk. My question like this. Do you need a pasuk to pater? Let's say you have no pasuk. Either way. You have no pasuk either way. What's the muscle reason? Whereas, the parasha dalvar, nezik, sari, b'shevis, and b'yishas. Yeah? Let's say I have no pasuk. Well, what would I say? Are you chayib b'yinus? You're not chayib b'yinus. No. What's the chiddush? Is the chiddush are you chayib b'yinus? Are you chayib b'shevis? What do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv? But without a pasuk, I would assume you're potter. Or do you need a pasuk? Or without a pasuk, do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv? Or more stamas I'm chayiv. I need a pasuk to pater. Which one? So Rashi by Ripoy and Shevis, we have a pasuk telling me Rashi the pater. He was a drasha. It says dafka dumyati like yirivun. Right. So by Tsar, so Megayisiv says that what the author says ki notzu, they had a fight. And he said, "Double amnyanayu," right? In the parasha of Tsar, it says Yinatsu. Also, there's a fight. It's mashma that we need a pasuk to tell me. You need a pasuk to tell me that you're potter, right? When Megayisiv says, "Yeah," by Pesach the pasuk, "Ve'ein ribu l'chayevoy," "Ein ribu l'chayevoy." Memela Yepater, because it says Chinatzu. It's a little funny. Yeah? He's saying you have a drasha. You have a drasha to Pater. He's saying you don't have a drasha, you don't have a drasha to Mechayim. It's mashma. That's Tamazo Yepater. But then he says, you have a pasuk to Pater. He says Chinatzu. Yeah. This line of the Mekayis is a little bit different. Yeah. When he says, by Lipa and Shevet, like Rashi, you have a pasuk, you read one. Mashma, you need a drasha to tell me that I'm potter. Right? Then when it comes to Tsar, it's a little bit difficult. By Tsar, he says, I have no pasuk to be Mekayis. Right? And that would sound like Mel I'm Potter. I don't have Pasuk Mechayev, automatically I'm Potter. B'shaygi. But then he says, no, I have a Pasuk. I have a Pasuk to Potter. It says Dumin Dechinotsu. Megayis, it's a little bit difficult here. What would be without a Pasuk? Right? From the beginning, like from what I say in Rashi? Rashi says, we have a Pasuk. We have a Toshi, Rebun. Rashi without a Pasuk. Without a pasuk to pater me, I'll be chayiv. Which is chiddush, yeah? To say that stam zay without a pasuk, you chayiv b'shoigig. Mechteis yish b'chayiv b'shoigig without a pasuk. Right? But still Rashi says, Rashi, you need a pasuk to pater. The Megayisiv is a little difficult. He says, you don't have a pasuk to mechayiv, b'meli a pater. Then he says, you have a pasuk to pater. The Megayisiv is a little bit confusing over here. Anyway, kids, when it comes to Baishnami Loy Mechai El Meskavin, and there also brings a pasuk. So, Akapanim, the Mashmois of Rashi and Ikri Mashmois Megayisiv is that if not for the pasuk that tells me you're potter, you'd be chayiv b'shaygi. So, let's see the Gemara right a little bit. Gnani Mili. Gnani Mili, the what? The Nezer Chayiv Afil B'Shaig Rashi. Where do we know the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Adamu L'Aylam, and Shaigig, and Mezer, where do you know even Shaigig? Amr Chizkiya, Chayin Tanda V'Chizkiya, Makra, Petzitachas Patsa. L'chai v'al shayge k'mezit. Oh, here the price adds, V'alayin's karatsa, we mentioned before, not just shayge, but even aynis. Even aynis. Aynis is a bit of chiddush. And shayge. Says Rashi, Petzitachas Patsa. K'ro yiseiru. V'ach drosha. V'ksir gidin mum b'amisai. Kasha osa kenyasa loy. So we already know you have to pay for you damage somebody. Yeah? So we already know without the pasuk of Petzatakas Patsa, the Echayiv for damaging. So why is him Petzatakas Patsa? You have to pay for a wound. Wound, you got to pay for the wound. There it is. The Talmid Chiddush that even Ba'inis and even Rishay. Fadi Umara, I'm Bayla, Elite Insar, Malkin Nazik. is Rashi. So the chiddush over here, the chayiv not only for tzar, if it's a tzar by itself, even though together with the tzar, you also wounded him, you damaged him. So I might think that when you're paying for the damage, that will pop you from the tzar. That will include the tzar. Pay one price, ready, we'll throw in the tzar. Mashmalon, then no. That even tzar of Malkin Nezik, you have to pay separately for the tzar. Says Rashi, what's the case of Malkin Nezik? Not filu hecha the ikin Nezik, mashal nami tzar. Loitem, you don't say. Tzar de kaz rachmanai, lekin Nezik. Kagoyin kvai bishvud shal al sparna. Maybe the case of tzar, the chayiv for Nezik, tzar, reap b'shev the ways of tzar. What's the case of tzar? When there's no damage, you burnt his nail, his fingernail, which hurts a lot. Ferloch, yeah. B'lmais, you're not, there's no damage. His value as a slave is not diminished by the fact that you burnt his nail. So therefore, I would think that only then are you chayiv tzar. Kamash malon, petzach is patsa. You chayiv tzar, even shleim makan ezim, it's gemara in a chayiv. Lach drosha ba mafkin, lev a chayiv. So mele, how do we know that odmu loyal vim b'shoigig, im b'shoigig? Says gemara, mkeil v'chmon a petsa, bit patsa, mai tachas patsa, shma min a tarti. If you just wanted to tell me, tzar, shleim makan ezim, it would have said petsa, bit patsa, you have to pay for the You wounded someone, you have to pay. It's a petza bit petza. Why tachas petza? Tell me that tzar b'mokim, that tzar shloy tzar b'mokim nezik is still chayiv tzar, and you also chayiv b'shei. Yeah. Okay, so let's just at least start Tosfos today. With Hashem, we mamshuch. Okay, so Tosfos Chof Zayin, we already saw the Mekyes already opened up the sugi for us about whether or not Adam is chayiv, Rain is gone. Mekyes put down that Rain is gone, person is potter. He put the right in Yerushalmi. Tarizim has a whole bunch of rayas, which we'll have to go through carefully, one by one, and especially we have to see how their man is going to deal. Their man that holds Adam is more loyal, even by Ayinis, Chayivin Ayinis Gomer. So obviously we have to figure out what's the man going to do with all Tarizim's rayas. Right? The raya from the Rishon we already answered. The man says, Pshis and Isaac. But Tarizim brings a whole series of rayas, which we'll have to carefully go through each case and see what their man. In some cases, the man himself answers. In some cases, he doesn't. We'll have to try to figure out how the Rabban is going to answer those rayas. But the first raya, Tais brings from the Gemara of Zayin and Bey. The Gemara discusses a case of a guy that puts barrels of wine or whatever it is in the street, and someone bumps into it. So he's potter. The question is, the Gemara has a kasha. Why is he potter? He should have been careful. If you're walking down the street, you don't bump into someone's barrel. Yeah, if you bump someone about, why you're peshet? So Gemara gives a various rutsim. We'll just focus on what Taisa says. Shmuel says, "Bafei l'shon." Was talking about it was at night. It was dark. And mele was dark, and you didn't see it. And mele yipater. Mele yipater. Says Taisa, "How did pliga come on? Iniska peshayahu iloi." Taisus raises a side point which is not getting to our sugya so much, and that is when a person trips, is tripping, are you responsible for being a schlock and tripping? You trip over yourself. Don't trip on something, you trip. Is someone that trips, is that called, are you Pesheya or not? For tripping. Okay? So that's a sugi later. We'll also see there's also going to be very again in the Ramban. So that's a shayl over there. Mechlekes, if Niskal is Pesheya or not, when I trip and fall, yeah? Am I considered to be Pesheya or not? So Taisvis, So what's Shmuel saying that the potter over here? Chayra, you trip, should be chayiv. Taisa says, that's the only way we trip stam. You trip on the floor. You have no reason to trip, you trip. So that's some say you're pesheya. But if I trip on something, trip over something, that, and it, say if I should have been careful, I should have noticed it, then I'm pesheya. But if not, if I trip on something, and I tripped on something, and there's no reason why I should have been careful, that's what Shmuel says, you put. Okay, so Shmuel says that by night, where I shouldn't have noticed it, and I tripped on something. So in the story of Mashma, even at night, yeah, if I trip, it's not my trip, yeah, for no reason. I didn't trip on something. I tripped, yeah? So then, the manoma nisko pesheya, I'll be chayim. Even though it's at night. Okay, if I tripped on something when I shouldn't have seen it, and I tripped on something, and I shouldn't have been careful, those two factors together is what patters lefishma. Then Taisa asked the classic kasha, the classic kasha. I forgot the lel, my rabbi and I is geratzan, but all the mazik, he pets and tachas potza. Fact, Taisa bomb kasha. What's Shmuel telling me? If I tripped over a barrel by night, I'm potter because I didn't have to necessarily, I'm not pesheya, because I didn't see it, it was at night. I wasn't mechuyav to sit there with the cane and like a blind person and make sure I'm not bumping into anything. I'm not mechuyav to do that. Right? And I tripped over something. What do you mean? Potter loyalam. So what are you telling me your nine is? Yeah, I didn't see it. Seder. But you're not better than nine is. So potter loyalam chayav minus. Oh, Zok Tais from here we see that Adam Ula Ailam does not apply to Aynis Gomer. And what exactly, what level of Aynis it does apply to, now we'll see in the Hemshcha Taisus. But upon we see Aynis Gomer, whatever is considered Aynis Gomer, that Taisus says what? Adam Ula Ailam does not apply to Aynis Gomer, even though we say Petz Tachas Patsa. And that's why if Yishmuel, I tripped over the barrel by night, I'm potter. That's one raya, Taisa says. The second raya, he says, Rabbi Shalmi potter, I say, she yoshin rishayin, im hezit l'sheini, but that's l'sheini, Elisha mentioned before, the great potter's raya also, the Shami says, if I went to sleep and someone put something next to me, I'm potter. Why I'm potter? I had mulaylam. Elamai, my name is Gomer. I went to sleep. Nothing was there. Someone put something next to me. I'm a total inus. Yeah? We had a shadow of Yashin is inus. I'm falling asleep. Is that called the inus? Yeah? Other mulaylam, the Kaisers, from the Shami, you see that inus Gomer. There's no chiyuv. Now we saw the Ramban says that Aodiyat is Pshias and Nizik. That's interesting, I said. Tais and Abdalid, to turn to Abdalid for a minute. Taisvis, I'll just start with this. So in the beginning of the year, I tried to finish by 1:15. It's hard, long say, long share. So I tried to finish by 1:15. Without a schaibus, but I tried to finish by 1:15. As we go on, Shir starts a little later, so I don't even understand. We're going to share 12:15. Yeah. Shir starts a little later, goes a little later. Then also, even in the worst case scenario, even later on in the year, try not to go past 1:30. But anyway, for now, Mr. will try to finish with 1:15. You know, it's already 1:15. Just want to take a quick look at Taisus, and we mamshach next time. It Taisus on Dalad Malaf, the Masach, even the Kayib, the Poshit, or Chayim. That's what I should really. Take a minute to see the Gemara. You know what? Maybe we'll do that. I don't know.